Well, good morning. So this is the case, Tricia. When you're dealing with a premarital kind of situation with her, as you know, she wants some help, but wants Chris there, her fiance. Sometimes premarital is pretty simple. It's fun counseling a couple that actually wants to love each other and marry each other. Usually they're wanting out of a marriage, but when you have a couple that comes, and especially she's wanting premarital counseling, there's more an agenda there, but typically it goes fairly well with premarital. Those are the ones that I will usually have an observer start counseling with premarital, if it's a guy. If it's a couple, that's great too. I enjoy having a husband and wife team. It's typically simple unless they're bringing in some baggage. And that can get pretty complicated fast. I remember one couple, and I thought they were very mature spiritually, wanted to marry. I think they were around in the late 20s. But when I started probing, asking questions, come to find out that she was abused by her dad and never reported. And no one in the house knew about it because he had made her promise not to tell anyone. Well, that comes out in premarital and it gets pretty complicated fast. But most of the times, it is fun to do premarital counseling because they want, again, they care for each other most of the time, and want to marry. But this is Tricia, and we're going to, first of all, just think through why she's coming. If you've read it, let me just highlight a few things here on this. It's not as long as Jake. Jake was a little bit more complicated. But with Tricia, and I'll give you a little background with this one. This was InterVarsity. Again, they're the ones who gave us Jake, a compilation. And then they said, you know, we'd like to see you five people from the book. We'd like to see you counsel, a role play. We read about how you would handle Jake. We'd just like to see a session with Tricia. And so in Chattanooga, they wanted us to all meet there for a conference, and each of us was given a half hour to meet with this actress who was going to be Tricia. And they said, Stuart, you're up first. And I don't like role plays. Everything's made up. And it's just hard counseling when you're just making stuff up and they can't even remember what they lied or what they said. And I'd called David Paulson because he's done some of these role plays, and I said, how do you deal with them? Because I don't like them. In our practicums, they actually counsel each other. There's no role playing. And he said, I just think that maybe the actress may be a little bit more like Tricia than you know. And I went, oh, okay, so you're really counseling her. He goes, yeah, I have to. I can't just make stuff up. I'm really going to think that there may be a little bit more about her own heart that's portrayed in Tricia. I said, well, that really helps me. And so that's what I did. I prayed before my session, which they couldn't, like, why are you praying? This is just a role play. Well, maybe. And I don't counsel women, I counsel couples and men. So that was a little different for sure. And they had two seats next to each other. Well, I don't do that either. So it was just artificial, it was awkward. And right before I was up to start, they said, you can pick any session. You don't have to have the first session with her. You can pick session 4 or 5. I mean, you just need to tell us what session it is. Give us a little history if you are jumping in at session 5. and you don't have 30 minutes. You're going to only have 20. Oh, wow. I mean, what do you do in 20 minutes except introduce yourselves? So that was the nature of this one. This was a role play. So I read it and tried to plan, how would I approach her? How would we care for her? What's happening in her heart, possibly? And so I just wanted to cover that in here this morning. How would we help Tricia? And you have a few things there about her life. She's at a Christian university. She's hoping to go overseas with her fiance and sort of missions, maybe in a Christian school over there. Things haven't gone well for her with her wedding plans and prep, with wedding party canceling out, finances are tight. But it does say she's on edge. These kind of words, you know, the emotional language here, she's not sleeping well, she's not eating well, she has emotional meltdowns. Now, I can envision what that might be, but it could be different with different people. Isolates herself in a room. In her past, she has had substance abuse. She definitely wants to get married. She just came out of a relationship. Somehow, she and Chris became physical in an intimate way. Don't know much more about that, but they decided to back pull away a little bit on that area. Other things that came out with her background, I didn't grow up in a background like that. I don't know your family background, upbringing. I didn't grow up in a home like that. I had both parents there, both loved Jesus, loved us. I wasn't saved till I was 18, but still it was a rather wonderful home life. Now, my wife did not come from a home like that, so the opposite. Very much a broken home. She was a victim of abuse. It was very radically different, her upbringing and my upbringing. And God brought us together, and it's fun. I say fun. It's enjoyable to minister to couples, because if they were Christianized pagans growing up in a home, I understand that. And if it was a broken home and all kinds of things, Zandra gets that. So we can minister together. You have to be careful as parents that you're pushing your children to marry only certain people from certain backgrounds. And you better be careful. It's not your will, but God's will be done, because it's been wonderful in light of she's the only Christian in our home. And over time, God saved every one of her family members. So just, you know, praise God for his mercy and grace. But Tricia here, awful background. Appears that her mom now is a Christian. Stepdad apparently is and seems to be wanting to help. Seems to be a good guy. Tricia says her life turned around at a teen challenge. Are you familiar with teen challenges? They're Assembly of God ministries. And I talked to one down in Louisville when I was there. They just told me, the director said, they're about as good as the director in any city. So you have to get to know who's overseeing it and what do they do, how do they handle situations. And that was a good one down there in Louisville at the time. But she said her life turned around. She became a Christian, it says, and began a sober lifestyle. She saw a college counselor 3 to 5 sessions, maybe before salvation. She does not report that counseling was either helpful or harmful, had little meaning to her. So I don't know, without talking to the counselor, what that was all about. She just wants to make it through the wedding. Now, she has also had an incident happen to her where she was sexually assaulted after drinking heavily in a bar. So that, what happened? Were the police involved? Was that ever reported? There's a lot of questions we would want to know here. But don't you love the ending? If she can, Chris's mother and sister are a problem to Tricia.